W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs. Prosecutors want 11 years in prison for the disgraced entertainment kingpin. His attorneys showed the court a video.
What I want to do with my freedom is, you know, make sure that I can make change.
I just got so excited.
And CBS's Anna Schechter says Combs asked for leniency and vows to never commit another crime.
What they're trying to do is show this other side of Combs, which is in stark contrast to what the prosecution laid out for the jury and also for members of the public who saw somebody who wanted to maintain control of people, moving them around, essentially forcing them into sexual acts against their will.
Combs was convicted over the summer of prostitution-related crimes, cleared of more serious counts. CBS News Special Report, I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. We have a new candidate in next year's race for state Supreme Court. Races have been more high profile than ever. Last year's contest between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel became the most expensive state court race in American history. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up in 2027. Liberal judges have won four of the last five Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Now, a conservative contender is entering the race to replace her. Maria Lazar has been on the 2nd District Court of Appeals since 2022. She released her first campaign video.
I am an independent, impartial judge who strives to follow the law and Constitution in every decision I make from the bench. It is time to restore that level of judicial dedication to the court. That is precisely why I have decided to run for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. If a conservative candidate wins, that balance would stay the same. If a liberal candidate wins, the court would have a 5-2 liberal majority. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A case of avian flu has been reported in Jefferson County. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has identified a case of the highly pathogenic disease in a commercial poultry flock. The affected flock has been quarantined and will not enter the food system. The DATCP is urging all livestock owners to implement biosecurity measures to protect their animals from disease, including washing hands, disinfecting equipment, restricting access to animals, and separating new additions to the flock or herd for at least 30 days. Poultry owners are asked to keep their birds indoors whenever possible. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Friday afternoon. Southwest winds as highs reach the mid-80s. In the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies and lower 60s. On Saturday, we could challenge some record highs in areas. Sunshine and breezy with mid-80s. Right now, it's 73.
On Friday, the Wausau West High School football team looks to extend their win streak to 3 games in a row, traveling to Marshfield to take on the Tiger. Hear all the action live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Wausau West football at Marshfield Friday night live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about one of Donald Trump's more puzzling budget cuts impacting the education of deaf and blind students in Wisconsin. For real.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, as you know, Greg Palast and I both have Substack newsletters, and his Substack newsletter is, well, you just go over to Substack and plug in his name, you can find it. And he had a fascinating post about his mother a day or three ago that I thought was just an amazing story. I had no idea. And so I wanted to get him back on. The investigative reporter for The Guardian, The New York Times, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his latest film, Vigilante Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitman, produced by Martin Sheen, gregpalast.com, of course, his website. Greg, welcome back to the program. It's always so nice to have you with us. Tell us about your mom.
Okay. Actually, I thought I was writing about Pig. Excuse me. That was not deliberate, by the way. My mother, he said, we need male, we need the male warrior spirit. We want to meet warrior spirit? Meet my mom. She was recognized by Bill Clinton at a special ceremony as the very first woman to join the U.S. Coast Guard. It was immediately after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Mom was a warrior. Yeah, it's kind of true that she spent most of the war as a model of Chanel uniforms and as a chorus girl in the USO. But nevertheless, she was a warrior through her whole life. She was the typical 60s mom with the 50s mom, with the plastic around all the furniture and worked in the school cafeteria in the hairnet. Later in her 50s, became a teacher and a union organizer, organized the first union for child care workers in government. And always a warrior, as was my father. And how dare you say male warrior spirit? You ain't heard my mom. If she would have been around, she passed away at 97. You can see her on the on my Substack. You'll see her. I'm nonpartisan, Tom. I want to mention that, but you'll see my mom the 2 days before she passed away, smiling in her impeached Trump T-shirt. And she was always a warrior, including a warrior against the war in Vietnam. My father served in the Philippines and threw away his medals in protest.
Wow.
Because he was, my parents were actually super patriots. They had military burials, the whole thing. Mm. And but to them, Trump was stomach churning. But here's the problem. Pete Hegseth calls in all the top brass from around the world traveling. You got guys leaving aircraft carriers to take planes to this dog and pony show. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's dangerous. You got all the brass in one place.
Yeah,
I am shocked. It was ridiculous. You never do that. And what for? So he can prance around the stage telling generals, it's a bad look to be, I don't want to see fat generals and admirals in the Pentagon. It's a bad look. Well, have you looked at your commander in chief? Yeah. The guy in the red tie next to you. Ask him to do a couple push-ups, huh? Ask him if he can meet the female standard for the military. And then, of course, he went after beardos, like J.D. Vance, the next commander, he thinks will be his next commander in chief. But that's the least of it. He took these generals home to make a point that would have scared my parents, who were civil libertarians to the core and patriots, and which is that he says the war is in our inner cities. They're getting the point. The war isn't against Putin or Xi, because after all, Putin's still glowing from his Lewinsky that he got in Alaska. Xi's talking about, is boasting about its prep for invading Taiwan. So they don't consider him a three-toed. They don't consider him a paper tiger. They consider Trump a paper three-toed sloth. And we are being laughed at by our enemies. This is serious stuff. Yeah. And even worse, you're telling generals that the real war is here against what he called, quote, the enemy within. Americans aren't the enemy, but that's what they were announcing to these guys. Your battle will be here in America. They are saying, basically, what are they really saying? They're saying, get ready for the Civil War.
Yeah.
Better be on our side or, you know, and Trump didn't get his applause when he walked in that he expects. And
that's
so he says,
begging for it,
begging for applause. Instead, he got laughter, nervous laughter. I mean, yeah. After all, it's a command from their commander in chief.
Yeah.
But why were they sent there to say shave and do some push-ups? It was to tell these generals, your next war is in these borders.
Yeah.
That's what's dangerous.
Now, Greg, yeah, I absolutely agree. I think, you know, and they were being lectured by, you know, a drunk, National Guard.
He's drunk texting. You got a Secretary of War, you know, big right. Macho man. He's drunk texting his wife with secret plans for invasions.
Yeah.
That's what could happen. So he talked about fat. He talked about beards. He didn't talk about the bottle, did he?
No.
No, interesting. You know, so this is dangerous. Really, I know that my mother and father would have been. They were horrified by the first by Trump won. This would be scarier.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, you know David Corton, right? The guy who wrote When Corporations Rule the World.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
big bestseller from about 15 years ago. David has a little newsletter, and I shouldn't say little. He's got a very good newsletter, he and his wife Fran are just extraordinary people. She started Yes Magazine, and I mean they've been activists their whole lives. Used to work all around the world on behalf of the U.S. government, the World Bank. He knows what's going on. And he offered a really insightful take on this that I hope and pray he's right. Basically, what he was arguing was, and this was a couple days ago in his newsletter, was that before this meeting, these generals were all scattered all over the world. They talked to each other occasionally, but when they did, it was, you know, on secure comms, and they never talked about things like politics or what the hell is going on with Hegseth and Trump and that guy. They just couldn't have those kinds of conversations, you know. And by bringing them all together in one, and so if they were to receive an illegal order, most of them had no idea whether their peers would resist it too, you know. I mean, it's like they were, you know, it was divide and conquer. They were scattered. They were divided. By bringing them all together in one room and showing them the pure, naked insanity of these two men, Trump, you know, rambling about, you know, the enemy within and Hegseth going on like he's a dry drunk. Now it's far less likely, according to David Corton, that when the illegal order to turn your troops with live ammunition and automatic weapons on the people of the United States, when that illegal order comes down, it's far less likely it'll get followed. Because what they did was they all sat around together and realized that all of them are of the same mind. I mean, nobody stood up and clapped or cheered, right? They're all of the same mind. This is wrong. What say you?
Well, actually, Corton's an insider, he knows, but I've been listening to generals who are across the water from RUSI, the Royal United Services organization, which is like their big Pentagon think tank of Britain. And they've been talking to U.S. generals, and those guys are scared. Remember, General Milley, who was head of our Joint Chiefs of Staff, was not only, you know, fired, humiliated, his pictures taken off the wall, but they even took away his security detail. That was a warning. And why? Because he was contacting other generals, the Defense Department at the time, when you had a half-sane chief of staff in Trump one, and they kept talking about landing the plane safely, making sure that Trump doesn't start a nuclear war to stay in power. Mm-hmm. That's why he was removed, trying to save literally our country from being incinerated because a megalomaniac was not ready to leave office. And, you know, so Milley was able to keep it together. But now I agree with Corton. According, again, from the Russi people who are inside on this, the generals are not going to go along with a whack order. They are not going to attack the United States. And, you know, suddenly the military and the FBI are our friends, which is, you know, we never used to think of that 50 years ago.
No.
But
no.
Now we have to understand that this is literally what you're staring at. Those guys staring at these nutcases in disbelief. They don't like it. And they didn't like, you think the military people like the fact that Linda Fagan was fired as head, as commandant of the Coast Guard, my mother's old unit, you know, or that they fired General Brown, 4-star general, as head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he was, well, you know, he's Brown. In the military, this is not sailing.
Yeah. 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 I, you know, from your lips to God's ears, Greg, I really hope that this, you know, because we've lost the Republicans right across the board and thus lost the House and the Senate. We've lost the 6 bought off and corrupted politicians on the Supreme Court, Republicans on the Supreme Court. And we've lost a lot of our states. You know, you've got state people like Greg Abbott, you know, and whatnot, just, you know, embracing fascism across the country. It'd be an amazing thing if the military ends up being, you know, our last bastion. Last question here. We've got some really consequential elections coming up. 3 Supreme Court justices in Pennsylvania, a Senate election in New Jersey, and a governor's election in Virginia. Next month. You're the election guy. You've been, you know, crunching the numbers and writing the books and making the movies and everything else. What are they up to?
Well, one of the big things that you have to worry about in Virginia and not in New Jersey, and I guess you're saying Maryland, is that we have a massive, massive new purge of voters. And the states who aren't voluntarily purging voters from the voter rolls, I know that I can't remember the number in Virginia in I always stick with Georgia, 440,000 people getting the chop from the voter rolls. Now, again, I got the purge list from Virginia many years ago and tested their list of people who were illegal voters to be removed. And at that time, it was over 100,000. Mm-hmm. And I found that the list, first of all, of double voters, there was 0 of 100,000 people tagged. And then later when I did a study on people who supposedly moved for the ACLU, 63%. I know I'm throwing numbers at you.
Right.
But understand the people being removed, not one was being removed for a legal reason. Not a single one. That was 100,000. And you wonder why Virginia flipped?
It was because of,
you know,
the purges.
It was a fight.
Yeah.
Because of the purges.
And they're doing it now.
Massive, massive. And this is the off year when people aren't looking. That's when they do the big purges. We just, yeah. You know, before the, in 2023, a year before the 2024 election, we had about 300 some thousand people removed from the voter rolls of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
With that.
Hang on.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Sorry, we hit the heartbreak there, Greg. Greg Palast.
No problem.
The great Greg Palast. GregPalast.com. Thank you, Greg.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Parade.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. And that the top five collagen warnings and that special bundle deal. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
They're twisting the future, rewriting the age. History's burning, truth's under ban. Welcome, my friends, to Magistan. Loyalty oaths, the past erased. Whitewashed glory in freedom's place. You can feel the walls closing in. But the fight for tomorrow must begin. Welcome to Magistan, where the flag's just a mask for the master plan. They call it patriot, they call it free. But it's chains and silence for you and me. Welcome to Magistan, where the strong arm rules and the truth is banned. They're not hiding, it's out in the open.
See, hour or so, this is an interesting story. Here in Portland, early Friday morning, a MAGA influencer, I'm not going to give out his name, he's one of these guys who craves publicity. He was in Maui when the big fires were going down and reporting for Steve Bannon, and he got chased out by the local police. He was accused of using up resources while the community was reeling. So he comes to Portland. And he tries to pick a fight with the people who are the peaceful people who are who have brought flowers to the ICE building, and so the police arrested him. And as he was being arrested, Portland police officers on bikes, by the way, are bicycle officers, arrested this guy. And as they're arresting him, the people who had brought the flowers to the ICE building were yelling, "You dumb bleep! And what an effing loser!" He was released without bond yesterday after being arrested on suspicion of second-degree disorderly conduct. But apparently the MAGA people, I mean, they just desperately want to fight. This is so much like the old brown shirts, you know. Hey, we're the tough guys. We're the street fighters. We're gonna kick your ass. You better watch out. Yeah, right. You know, go someplace else. Find some other country to harass. You know, like that deputy sheriff from Florida who literally moved to Russia. He got asylum in Russia. His name is Dugan or whatever. And he's now doing Russian propaganda. You know, MAGA people, if you don't like it here, Putin would love to have you. And as long as you kiss his ass, as long as you speak well of him, he will treat you nicely. I mean, he might even subsidize you. Incredible. U.S. is in armed conflict with Venezuela now, really? And again, incredible geeky science. Stick around. I'll get those and I'll pick up your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with you. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it. and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
One of the most important parts of agriculture is following the consumer trends to see which of the products they are being consumed. And with dairy, they're seeing a shift. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Katie Burgess, a dairy analyst with EverAg, is here to tell us what that shift looks like. We'll take a listen in right after this.
Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay.
Oh, it's coming. The farm animals can always feel it.
Is that an earthquake? I didn't think those happened in the heartland. Aren't we harvesting Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans today?
It's not an earthquake. It's the aftershock of unleashing Z-Series soybeans.
You did mention a yield advantage of nearly 4 bushels an acre.
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
Now let's hear Katie Burgess describe the new trend in dairy consumption.
Things like cream cheese, the production has been down there a little bit. Ice cream, the production has been down there. And as you think about, you know, GLP-1 drugs, a lot of that skews towards eating less fat and eating more protein. And so I think we directly see that in the dairy space, that butter prices are under pressure, yet values for whey, especially the high value protein whey, the values for those high protein whey prices are just through the roof right now. You can point this week to major coffee chain announced new coffee with extra protein in it. Like, you kind of see it everywhere. So important trend right now as, you know, folks in the dairy industry, you know, it seems to ebb and flow like this. Fat gets hot, then back to protein. And we are definitely in a protein is king right now type environment.
Katie Burgess, a dairy market analyst with EverAg. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at the midday markets right after this.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Welcome back. Let's see how the market's moving midday this Friday. A bit of a mix midday this Friday with cash and new crop corn down a half a penny at 421 and a quarter, and cash and new crop soybeans are up 3.5 at 1027 and a quarter. December wheat is up a quarter of a penny at 515. Class 3 milk is mixed as well, with November contracts up 8 cents at 1738 a hundredweight, and December contracts down 9 cents at 1740 a hundredweight. Make sure to stay up to date on all things agriculture by following along with the farm team, and you can do that by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Friday afternoon. Southwest winds as highs reach the mid-80s. In the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies and lower 60s. On Saturday, we could challenge some record highs in areas. Sunshine and breezy with mid-80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about 4 or 5 of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese
you
buffet.
Know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
Spell on you, 6 robed in the night. whispered line. The Constitution cries, but you don't decline. 'Cause you're mine. Precedent's broken like glass on the floor.
This is Louise's song about the Supreme Court. It's great. All right, the U.S. is in armed conflict with drug cartels, says Donald Trump. He really wants to have a war. I mean, you know, it worked well for Ronald Reagan going after Grenada, helped get him reelected. It worked well for George W. Bush having his little wars with Afghanistan and Iraq, helped him get reelected. Didn't work so well with George Herbert Walker Bush because his little war only lasted 3 days. So, you know, the lesson, as George W. told his biographer in 1999, Mickey Herskowitz, he said, you know, you got to have a war that lasts at least until the election if you want to. So Trump is looking at, you know, 2026 and 2028, and I think he wants to have a war. And we've killed more people now, more fishermen. We've got reports now from women who are saying their husbands were fishermen and they went out to fish and then got blown out of the water. Henry Waxman, the congressman, he says the Trump administration is trying to justify the use of military force the same way the Bush administration justified the war against al-Qaeda. He said Bush, however, had authorization from Congress. And that's a big difference. You know, remember the debate? I mean, Hillary Clinton voted for that. Recall that? I mean, that was something that she later apologized for. Senator Jack Reed, the top Democrat in the Senate Armed Services Committee, says the drug cartels are despicable, but the Trump administration has offered, quote, no credible legal justification, evidence, or intelligence for these strikes. And now we're flying F-35s over Venezuela, and Venezuela is pissed. They slammed what they called an illegal incursion yesterday by U.S. fighter jets. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino said five U.S. fighter jets had, quote, dared to approach the Venezuelan coast and been turned back by their Air Force. Trump has dispatched 10 F-35s to Puerto Rico to stage them for Venezuela. He also sent 8 warships and a nuclear submarine. And 14 people have been killed. I guess it's now 18 people have been killed by Donald Trump. With no legal basis, no congressional authorization, no findings of fact, merely asserting that they're running drugs, which, by the way, is not a capital offense. So, wild stuff. I'll get to the geeky science in the next hour. Stick around for that. What's on your mind today? Alex in Long Beach, California. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Hi, I wanted to just say 3 things. The first one is I'm so happy that you're online. I wish more people were as brave as you to keep on broadcasting the truth.
Thank you.
The second is, you know, I'd like to make a request, and I hope you would consider it. You know, a lot of people in the right consider migrants illegal aliens. And I think that's estranging, just divisive, inflammatory, and degrading toward that population.
Agreed.
I would much rather hear you and other people use the term irregular immigrants or undocumented immigrants, because it really, like you state on your one of your messages, it gives them a them. Yeah. Connotation, and it's not.
I typically try to use the phrase undocumented people or undocumented immigrants. Occasionally, mm-hmm, I'll say illegals or something like that when I'm using their shorthand. But yeah, I get it, Alex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also I think I mentioned that I think when Jimmy Kimmel was out, Diego Luna was hosting for him, and he quoted a statistic from Bloomberg and stated that last year, I believe, undocumented immigrants contributed $100 billion in taxes. So I just wanted to say that because if anyone's interested to in watching that video, it's on YouTube or anywhere you want to look for it. But I just wanted to say that, you know, in these harsh times where they're cutting everything, I really want people to understand that undocumented immigrants do contribute to society. And I think, you know, we should stand up for anyone who needs assistance and anyone who, you know, who's being persecuted, you know.
Yeah, really. I agree. I agree. It's essential if we want to save our souls, essentially. I mean, it's essential to our humanity that we recognize the humanity of other people. And now that Trump has started this policy 3 days ago of actually tearing children from their mothers again and trafficking them into Christian foster care, this is just so brutal. This is, you know, Stephen Miller proclaiming his love when he was 17 years old, his love of torture. That's what's going on right now, and it's just wrong. Alex, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Catherine in Chicago. Hey, Catherine, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good afternoon, everybody. I have 2 points I'd like to make, please. The first one is we really need to stop waiting for the Republican Party as a whole or even any of them individually to come to the correct side of this, because all they're doing is playing the carrot game. They're just dangling a carrot, trying to keep us passive until they get to do absolutely everything they want to do. We should not be waiting for any of them anymore. Number two, I'm out here in Chicago, and Broadview is about 14 miles from me, and things are starting to escalate. And in addition to that, there are a lot of mixed feelings about it around here. Some people absolutely hate the situation, of course, for obvious reasons. Other people seem to be fine with it.
There's a lot of white racists in this country. What's in Broadview? What am I missing here?
Broadview is where the ICE facility is.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Broadview is a suburb shortly outside of main Chicago.
Yeah.
And they have the Illinois State Police. They have the Cook County Sheriff. They have the Broadview Police. They have lots of other police officers from many of the surrounding suburbs. It's ridiculous. And these people, the protesters, of course, they're unarmed. They're vulnerable. They don't have any of the capacity to fight these jerks off. And they're, you know, it's pretty lousy. But then again, the mixed feelings are that some people around here are perfectly fine with what's happening.
Yeah.
And they make fun of it. And it's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, they're the
so
good
it's
Germans.
Very indicative of what could be happening around the country very soon. And we need to get on it somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got Americans who are behaving like the good Germans. And it's not a good thing. So thank you. Thank you very much for that, Catherine. Thank you. Jim in Valley Center, California. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Good morning. I've got a unique question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me what's happened to Bill Maher.
You
and
know,
the second one is...
Well, let me answer that one first. I just don't know. He is a multimillionaire. I mean, that might have something to do with it. His show was kind of getting wobbly in terms of the ratings. It may be that he's chasing ratings, knowing that the media, you know, CNN put him on, and I don't think they would have probably put him on if he had continued being the far left Bill Maher. But now that he's the, you know, Republican friendly Bill Maher, I think he's okay for CNN. So it might just be a cynical decision. I mean, I've been on his show 4 times. I still get royalty checks from it because I'm a member of SAG-AFTRA. You know, I don't know Bill personally. I've been on his show 4 times. I went to his Christmas party a couple of years ago, but I just don't. And his old producer is a dear friend of mine. But I don't really have any insights into what's going on right now, and I haven't watched his show in years, so I'm sorry.
Okay, so then the next question I have, the other morning on Joe Scarborough, the Democrats were consistently, saying that, you know, we're not fighting back and we're not asking about why why don't Democrats get a spine and ask about how the undocumented cannot receive medical benefits and that they're lying about it, that they are receiving it, the Republicans. And so then he got a Republican leader on there, and for the entire interview, he didn't ask the questions that they were criticizing Democrats for not asking.
Mm-hmm. He being Bill Maher,
it was one of. Yeah, no, yeah. Joe Scarborough.
Oh, Scarborough. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of people in our media who literally make millions of dollars a year, who are looking at, the viability of their continuing. And I'll tell you, if I was faced, and I've been in this situation, by the way. Back when I was at Air America, I had the network try to censor me on a couple of occasions, and I just said, if you don't like it, take me off the air. And that's my position right now. If somebody doesn't like what I have to say, take me off the air. I'll make it through. You're Jim, thanks a lot for the call.
That's why I've listened to you for 15 years.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stick around. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/T-H-O-M.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at CleanWisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Born in a mansion of winners and losers, kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Happy Freeze Day.
Happy Freeze Day to you.
Love is about to flow in the United States again, Tom.
Hope you're right, Keno.
Okay, here's the deal. We got to concentrate on bearing false witness against your neighbor, which Trump did when he made that video putting vile profanity in the mouths of Schumer and Jeffries. He bore false witness. Mm. That's a breaking the Ten Commandments. Mm. He's a sinner.
Yeah.
The nation has to realize the religious leaders, including Pope Leo, to point out that Trump has sinned, an insidious sin, when he's used technology, artificial intelligence, to bear false witness against the loyal opposition, the people that should be honored as a loyal opposition, trying to help us all go straight and correct each other from seeing the world from different viewpoints. So I asked Pope Leo, now he's made some comments against Trump recently, but he and other religious leaders need to point out, in this age of technology, Tom, this has got to be a master sin that technology and artificial intelligence cannot be used to bear false witness against people. Then life becomes intolerable.
Yeah.
And so that's a new sin. We got to talk about sin, but sin, there can be forgiveness. People can be redeemed. People can, and Trump can be redeemed by being put out to pasture. There's a time for a new coalition, the painted bridle, put a bit in his mouth. And as there are some Republicans working behind the scenes to invoke the 25th Amendment. And look at Cruz. Liberals need to call him and tell him, thank you for speaking out for Kimmel. We've got to build a coalition of Republicans that see the light, that Daddy Don.
Well, you know, the first time you called into this program, Keno, a couple of years ago, you identified yourself as a Republican and you know, wanted to challenge me on some issues, and you've kind of changed your mind over the years, it seems.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm guessing you still have friends who are Republicans. Do you think that these kind of arguments will fly?
Tom, it's time, yes. People are beginning to see that Daddy Don is Dempsey, out of his mind, and getting worse. And so Ted Cruz, now look, he's a Cuban. He knows what happened to his country. Mm. And Marco Rubio is a possible sleeper for when the changeover takes place. And do you think that we should promote the idea that Vance uses 25th Amendment? Would it be better to keep Trump? This argument among some people I've been hearing, is it better to keep Trump or is it able to get behind Vance to invoke the 25th Amendment and put him out to pasture?
Well, Vance isn't going to do that until he has really no choice. And Trump has, you know, while his senility is showing, I don't think that he has gone so far that he's not capable of doing his job. And I don't like the way he's doing his job, but
we got to hope that the Republicans, he keeps doing enough to invoke the Republicans to join with some the painted bridal coalition, the Democrats and Republicans working together to retire Trump.
Yeah.
And
well, at the over the short term, because I don't think that's going to work. But hope springs eternal, of course. But over the short term, what we need to do is just stop him. And you know, standing up against this continuing resolution, I think is a good start that the Democrats are doing it. They have found a spine.
People among the Republicans need to understand that Trump has committed a sin against one of the Ten Commandments. Yeah. He bore false witness against his neighbor,
and that's insidious.
I'm with you, Keno.
I'm with you. We're starting to get redundant here, so I'm going to move along. But, Keno, it's always so nice to hear from you. Happy Freeze Day. Thank you for the call. Barry in Everett, Washington. Hey, Barry, what's up?
I have two questions. First is, how can it be possible that essentially 100% of Republicans continue to vote in support of Trump, not 90%? For voting for things that most of them acknowledge they don't support.
I think there's two reasons. One, they live in these right-wing media bubbles where they don't realize what the actual positions of the Republicans are. And two, there's an intense sense of tribalism. Tribalism is a human instinct. And it's not just humans. It's all primates and probably multiple species on top of that. And so once we've defined ourselves as a tribe, defining a tribe is really kind of the same thing as branding. And Trump understands this really well, and the Republicans understand this really well. They have created this sense, this brand, this sense of tribe. We're the guys who like NASCAR. We're the guys who you can fill in the blanks. You know what I'm talking about. The Democrats have not done a good job of branding. They have not, you know, they used to. I mean, under FDR and LBJ, Democrats were the party of the unions. Democrats were the party of the working guy. Biden was doing that. He just was incompetent at communicating it. You know, he had everything he needed to do the branding for the Democrats, but never did it. And his comms people, the people who worked in the Biden White House, were just deeply and profoundly incompetent when it came to messaging and communication. I mean, it's just a tragedy that for 4 years we never had really competent people in the White House who were communicating these messages. And now, of course, you see them on TV and you see them, you know, doing podcasts and stuff and saying, yeah, I worked in the Biden administration. And every time I see them, I'm going, then why didn't you do your damn job? But, you know, this is what we've got here, Barry. That's why it is the way it is to a large extent. On top of the fact that the Republicans control most of the media now, they've got this massive media machine, and there's very little media left that even leans left. So, Barry, thanks for the call. And the big one, MSNBC. Half the people on it are former Republicans, you know, or people from the Biden administration, you know, who were part of the problem in terms of, you know, being incompetent communicators. So here we are. Anyhow, we'll be back on the other side of the break with the geeky science, the 1%. I got a bunch of stuff for you. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.
The green and gold tailgating. The frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers
in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs and some of the rap mogul's children have asked a federal judge for mercy as he decides whether to send Combs to prison for prostitution-related crimes. CBS's Anna Schechter on the arguments of one Combs attorney.
She is making this case that he has been an important member of society and that he does not deserve to serve the 11 years in prison that prosecution is asking for. And right before she started speaking, another defense attorney was making the argument, the legal argument, that he didn't make money off of transporting these people over state lines for prostitution. So it's essentially completely different from any other prostitution case.
Lawyers played